Praise the Lord. Message 180. The title of the message is Suffering Part 8, and we will speak about the first fruit and the firstborn. Let's open our Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with the new wine. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this opportunity you give us to preach your word and to teach your ways to your people. I pray the message will be clear and which will help many of your servants to understand your will, and help those who listen to apply the message faithfully in their life. Lord, whatever the purpose of sending this message to your church, to your people, let your purpose and your will be prevailed, and you will reap the harvest that you desire in the life of your church and your people. We thank you and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Why we want to speak about the first fruit and the firstborn, but we included this message under the suffering, because anytime the people, when you speak about giving, and when they decide to give something to the Lord, they have to take it out from what they have, and to deprive themselves of certain material things, and in that they are suffering. But in fact, this is not a suffering. It is more blessed to give than to receive. That's what we have read here in the Proverbs chapter 3. When we bring the first fruits to God, then your barns will be filled to overflowing, so there will be more increase, there will be less suffering. So the first point here about the first fruit, don't think that when you give the first fruit to God, that will bring suffering into your life. The first fruit or the firstborn, they are the thing that belongs to God, and we need to return them to the Lord gladly. And we must know that as we give them to God, the Lord will add more to us and bless us. The Lord will add more to you and he will bless you. The first fruits and the firstborn, it is an expression, an act of faithfulness by giving them back to God. God ought to be remembered and honored by bringing to him the first fruits of all what we receive from the Lord. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 1 and 2 say, the Lord said to Moses, consecrate to me every firstborn male, the first offspring of every womb among the Israelites belong to me, whether man or animal. And in verse 12 and 13, same chapter, you are to give over to the Lord the first offspring of every womb, all the firstborn males of your livestock belong to the Lord. Redeem with a lamb every firstborn donkey, but if you do not redeem it, break its neck. Redeem every firstborn among your sons. So here, the firstborn animal, it have to be given to the Lord. And if it is a son, it have to be redeemed. You have to be redeemed. So there's a material things will be given to the Lord. You know, just imagine that the first horse, or the first donkey, or the first camel, or the first sheep, the first goat, the first business, the first car, giving it to the Lord. This is the first fruit. It belonged to God. Why the Lord required from the Israelites, and why the Lord required from us today to bring the first fruits or the first born? When we speak about the first fruit and the first bones, it means what you mean here, the first of every income, every business, every blessing, it have to be given back to God. But in the in the Old Testament, even the firstborn of man, male, the Lord required it have to be brought back to God, and every family who has a firstborn son, they will redeem it. They will exchange it by material things, and they will bring it to the Lord. Why we give the first fruits to the Lord, or the firstborns? In Psalm 105, verse 36 to verse 37, it says, "Then he struck down all the firstborn in their land, the first fruits of all their manhood." That's when the Lord struck down the Egyptian. "He brought out Israel laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribes no one faltered." He struck the Egyptian, the firstborn of the Egyptian, human and animal. But the Israelites, every one of them intact, no one faltered, and they were laden with silver and gold. And also in Psalm 78, verse 50 to verse 52, say, "He prepared a path for his anger. He did not spare them from death, but gave them over to the plague." That's when he speak about the Egyptian. He struck down all the firstborn of Egypt, the first fruits of manhood in the tents of Ham. But he brought his people out like a flock. He led them like sheep through the desert. So he struck down the Egyptian, but his people he delivered out without any casualties. In the day that the Lord brought his people out of Egypt, he struck the firstborn of the Egyptians, human and animal, but he brought his people victoriously. We can read that in Book of Exodus chapter 13, verse 14 to verse 16, why the Lord required from the Israelites that they will bring their firstborn, and what is the explanation? We will read here. "In days to come, when your son asks you, 'What does this mean?' say to him, 'With a mighty hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. When Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed every firstborn in Egypt, both man and animal. This is why I sacrifice to the Lord the first male offspring of every womb, and redeem each of my firstborn sons, and it will be like a son on your hand and a symbol on your forehead that the Lord brought us out of Egypt with his mighty hand." As the Lord has saved us, what is the application for us today, the firstborn or the first fruit? As the Lord saved us, and as the Lord keep doing great miracles and wonders and deliverance in our life, and as the Lord keep supplying all our needs and keep blessing us spiritually and materially, then the first of all our income we need to bring, and it belong to him. The practical application of this command to us today is to give the first salary example, the first increase, the first income of every business, or the first month income of a year and for every year. Why the Lord required that the first fruit or the firstborn to be given to the Lord? At whom it will be given? It will be given to the priest. We can read that in the book of Numbers, chapter 18, and let's read verse 8 to verse and verse 13 to verse 15. Numbers, chapter 18, verse 8 and verse 13 to verse 15. Then the Lord said to Aaron, I myself have put you in charge of the offerings presented to me. All the holy offerings, says the Israelites, give me, I give to you and your sons as your portion and regular share. That's verse 8. So the Lord is giving what it is going to be given to him. He is giving it to Aaron the priest and his sons the priest. So we will read verse 13 and 14 and 15. All the lands, first fruits that they bring to the Lord will be yours. Everyone in your household who is ceremonially clean may eat it. Everything in Israel that is devoted to the Lord is yours. The first offsprings of every womb, both man and animal, that is offered to the Lord is yours. But you must redeem every firstborn son and every firstborn male of unclean animals. So here, the first fruit of the firstborn is to be given to the priest. The priest is the one to receive the first fruit, and it's for his living. It will be used for his living. It will be as a support for his living. The practical application of this command to us today is to use the first fruit is to be directed to support the pastors of the church, the pastor and the pastors of the church. In Book of Numbers, chapter 18, verse 20, the Lord said to Aaron, you will have no inheritance in their land, nor will you have any share among them. I am your share and your inheritance among the Israelites. So Aaron the priest and the priest's descendants, they have no inheritance among the Israelites. They were full time. They were asked not to work and not to be given inheritance or lands or whatever. But they will be supported by the first fruit and the firstborn of the Israelites. There were 12 tribes in Israel. So every tribe will shoulder 1 month to support the priest with 1 month income. So here the first fruit, 1 month salary, or the first income, or the first increase, or the first month salary of every year will be used to support the pastor and the pastoral staff of the church as they go into full time. The first fruit, we must know, is different from the tithe. In Book of Numbers, chapter 18, verse 21 to verse 25, as we have read previously in the same chapter 18, Book of Numbers, we read about the first fruit and the firstborn. Now we will read from verse 21 to verse 25 and speak about the tithes. I give to the Levites all the tithes in Israel as their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of meeting. So here the tithes and the first fruit is some completely different. They are two entities. Some people, they think that the first fruit are the tithes. No. Tithe is something different. The first fruit is something else. Verse 22. From now on, the Israelites must not go near the tent of meeting, or they will bear the consequence of their sin and will die. It is the Levites who are to do the work at the tent of meeting and bear the responsibility for offering for offenses against it. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. They will receive no inheritance among the Israelites. Instead, I give to the Levites as their inheritance the tithes that the Israelites present as an offering to the Lord. That is why I said concerning them, they will have no inheritance among the Israelites. So here, the Levites, they also have no inheritance. We know that they are the priests from the Levites. They are doing the work of the priests, and they are also the Levites who do the service at the tent. They have different ministry. How they will be supported? They will be supported by the tithe. How the priests, they will be supported? The priests, they will be supported with the first fruit. The tithe, God allocated to the Levites. How we apply it for us today? The practical application of this command to us today is to use the tithe, and it will be directed to support the workers of the church. The first fruit will be directed to support the pastors of the church. We can read about that the tithe and the first fruit are two different entities. We can read in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 10, verse 35 to verse 37. Also, the other scriptures speak that tithe is something, the first fruit is something different. So the scripture differentiates between tithe and first fruit. The first fruit is not the tithe. The tithe is not the first fruits. We read Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 35 to 37. We also assume responsibility for bringing to the house of the Lord each year the first fruits of our crops and every fruit tree. As it is also written in the law, we will bring the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, of our herds, and of our flocks to the house of our God, to the priest ministering there. So here the first fruit, the firstborn, it will be directed to the priest. Verse 37, moreover, we will bring to the storerooms of the house of our God, to the priest, the first of our ground meal, and of our grain offerings, of the fruits of all our trees, and of our new wine and oil. And we will bring a tithe of our crops to the Levites. For it is the Levites who collect the tithes in all the towns where we work. So here there is a differentiation. The people know that the first fruit will go to the priests, the tithes will go to the Levites, the workers, here now today in the New Testament church. Which time we teach about the first fruit? Or which time the people ought to bring their first fruit? Actually, it have to be practiced from the first income. But the point here, in certain times, the person is not able to give or to give up his first income to the Lord because he has no means to support himself. In this case, what we teach the disciple, he need to give his tithe first and prepare himself to budget and to save, and willing to suffer, abstain himself from worldliness and unnecessary expenditure to make himself able to give the first fruit to the Lord. Now, the first income, and person have no way to live, he cannot give it. But what we teach, you know, you start to give your tithes, and then save, pay your debts, and put it a goal in your mind that I need to bring my first fruit to the Lord. Instead of spending it on trips, enjoyment, tickets, luxurious life, budget, and save so that you will be able to give your first fruit to the Lord that will go to support the pastoral staff of the church. Every person needs to program himself that in a year he needs to set aside 1 month income in a year to the Lord as the first fruit. Even the Lord recommends doing that to the zealot after they are settled, as we can read in certain scriptures. The Lord did not tell them you bring the first fruit. The Lord knows that they may not have, but he recommends the tithing. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 11 to verse 12, after the Lord brings you, what is here? After the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites and gives it to you, as he promised on oath to you and your offspring, you are to give over to the Lord the first offspring of every womb. All the firstborn male of your livestock belongs to the Lord. So here the command of bringing the first fruit or the firstborn to the Lord is after when you come inside the land and get settled. After the Lord brings you, after you are settled, you have everything, you can manage, then the first what you receive, you give it to God because you have already much. God had blessed you much with houses, with income, with cars, you have a plenty, then the first of what you receive, then you give it to the Lord. And also we can read that in Book of Deuteronomy chapter 26. We read it from verse 1 onward. You can read until verse 11, but we will read first a few verses of Deuteronomy chapter 26. When you have entered the land your God is giving you as an inheritance and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you, and put them in a basket. Then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. So here, bringing the first fruit is after they will enter the promised land, after they will take possession, after they are relieved and they get settled, then this is the time that they need to bring the first fruit to the Lord. We will continue until verse 11, we will read it. And say to the priest in office at the time, so he bring it to the priest, it belongs to the priest. I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our forefathers to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down to Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, putting us to hard labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So here is a long history. You remember what God did to you, how God brought you from where? When you cry out to him, when you were suffering, and now the Lord had to bless you. You remember to bring the first fruit to him. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a great terror and with miraculous signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So here, after they are settled, after they receive a land flowing with milk and honey, and now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, O Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. And you and the Levites and the Arians among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. So here, which time we teach and we recommend, I recommend to the disciples who already passed the stage of giving their tithes, who already passed the stage of budgeting and saving, and they have plenty. Now, time for you to be faithful to the Lord and to bring your first fruits to God. Now, those who are just giving their tithes and they are very tight, there is something you need to check yourself, check your finances, why you cannot save, why you are always in need, why you are tight. There is certain disobedience. You can come for counseling, and if you know you need to repent and change your ways so that you can be able to bring the first fruits that the Lord requires from you, as the Lord had delivered you, as the Lord had saved you, as the Lord had healed you, as the Lord had given you much, you require to be faithful to him. The first fruit, we need to do it with understanding and with the enablement and the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to do it with the enablement of God, the Holy Spirit. In the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 23, not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly to our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. We are the first fruits, and we are giving our first fruit to God with the enablement of God the Holy Spirit. As we are looking forward to the day of our redemption, that when the Lord will come, we will meet the Lord in the clouds, that when the day that when our mortal bodies will be transformed into glorified bodies, we rejoice as we bring our first fruits to God, looking forward that the day the Lord will come, we will meet him in the clouds. In the Bible, Abel was the first one mentioned in the Old Testament who brought his first fruit to the Lord. In the book of Genesis chapter 4 verses 3 and 4 say, in the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord, but Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offerings. So what he offered Abel? Some of the firstborn. So he gave the firstborn of his flock to the Lord, his first fruit. How about us today? We will read Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22 to verse 24. This is good encouragement and admonishment from the Lord to us. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. We are the church of the firstborn, and our names are written in heaven, and we have Jesus. If Abel obey the Lord, how much more we ought to obey God today. God had done much to us, and we need to be willing not only to give and to bring our firstborn or our first fruit, but we need to be willing to suffer for him. Abel, not only he gave first fruit, but he was willing to suffer for God. Not only we need to give the first fruits, but our whole life we have to give to the Lord. Abel was willing to suffer and to die and stand persecution in obedience to God. Our whole life we ought to dedicate to live for the Lord, and we are willing to suffer for him and serving him. We are the church of the firstborn. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. We will read also, we will continue to read Hebrew 12 until verse 29. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refuse him who warned them on earth, how much less we, if we turn away from him who warned us from heaven. At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has a promise. Once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are received a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Let us take the message seriously. It's not only about willingness to give the first fruit, but willingness to give all our life to God. Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, as Abel. Not only he gave his first fruit from the firstborn, but he gave his life fully to God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word to us. I pray that your word will bring revival and encouragement and deep understanding of your word and the application. Help each and everyone to be willing to suffer for you, setting his life aside for you, O God, for we are the firstborn church. O Lord, we have come to God, Lord, that made our life perfect, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. I pray perfection in life of your church and your people, or those who hear the message, they will apply it, O God, not only in bringing the first fruit, but bringing their life fully unto you, willing to suffer and serving you all the days of their lives. Lord, we are looking forward to the redemption of our bodies. We are eagerly waiting for that. Enable us, O God, to live in the spirit, seeing the day that is ahead of us, rejoicing in seeing the time that we are meeting you in the sky, in the clouds, when you come to take us. Take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and use it to encourage your people with words, to encourage them to live with the good deeds unto you. Bless us, Lord, enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.